VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there is much going on in our world today, and while we see some national and international matters continue to unfold, it's important that we also keep you abreast of other matters that are going on, and as such today, we actually have a warning. It's a warning for the church. Have you ever wondered how church leaders, even those who seem so solid in their own teaching, can become so blind to error that they could permit a widespread invasion of false teachings into the church? And how is it that individual Christians within these churches cannot see how these teachings presented to them are far removed from the faith once for all delivered to the saints? It's shocking to know that even the occult and the New Age are worming themselves into the church. How are they doing it? Well, we invite you to stay tuned today as we welcome two guests with us on Crosstalk. Don Vino is the co-founder and president of Midwest Christian Outreach, a national apologetics ministry, and looks like we'll be connecting with him again shortly. National apologetics ministry and mission to new religious movements. He's been involved in apologetics ministry for over three decades. He's a charter member of the International Society of Christian Apologetics, also a staff researcher and writer for the Midwest Christian Journal. And also we have with us today Marcia Montenegro. Before becoming a Christian, she was involved for many years in Eastern spiritual beliefs, that's Hindu and Buddhist, New Age and occult practices. She was a certified professional astrologer who taught astrology for several years and served as chairperson of the Astrology Board of Examiners and even president of the Astrological Society in Atlanta. She came to Christ and is now engaged with her full-time ministry, Christian Answers for the New Age. She's the author of the book Spellbound, The Paranormal Seduction of Today's Kids. Marcia, good to have you with us here today.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be on. Thank you.
And also, Don, good to have you with us today.
It's good to be had.
You are releasing a book right now entitled Richard Rohr and the Enneagram. Many right now are saying, what? What exactly is Enneagram?
Well, Enneagram is a geometric design. It's a circle with three shapes inside of it that touch the circle at nine different points. So Ennea is a Greek word for nine, so it's an Enneagram. Basically, it's a nine-pointed symbol that originated, actually, in the early 20th century by a Russian mystic. But quite a few are making claims that it has it is your individual paths to God, and it is permeating certain segments of the evangelical church right now.
So when you mentioned these nine different points in the Enneagram, what exactly are these representing?
I'll answer that. The Enneagram originally did not really have, it had 9 points, but they were not connected to personality. And it's really a geometric figure, just like a pentagram is a five-sided figure, or a hexagon is a six-sided figure. It's nothing but a neutral geometric figure. There's no inherent evil in the design, which many people think it looks evil or something, but they're just reading something into it. It is a neutral geometric design. I just want to emphasize that. So it had no relationship to personality. Gurdjieff used it as a picture of the universe. He and his disciple, Uspensky, who wrote about it, said that it represented all the laws of the universe. Now, it came to have, the 9 points came to be associated with types. First, more or less through a man named Ichazo, an occult teacher, although he taught that not as types, but as ego fixations, which covered up the true self. And then it came to be called enneatypes, by Claudio Naranjo, who had been a student of Ichazo. And Naranjo claims in two different videos available right now on YouTube that he got the information for these types via automatic writing.
One wonders, okay, you called it just a geometric shape. How is this geometric shape then really impacting the church? I mean, I've seen some say, well, this is just a tool. How is this encroachment into the church taking place?
It came from, it got introduced into the Progressive Church by Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr learned the Enneagram when it was introduced to some Jesuits by people who had studied with Naranjo. Naranjo, by the way, just died last year, and Ichazo just died several days ago. But the Jesuits and New Agers both learned it around the same time from Naranjo, and so it went into the New Age and then into some Jesuit circles, and that is where Richard Rohr learned it, although he is a Franciscan. He's not a Jesuit. Richard Rohr is a very crucial figure in this. I have been tracking and investigating him since 2013, and he has a big center in Albuquerque where he teaches his ideas, which are not Christian, by the way, although he is a Franciscan friar. And he got entranced with the Enneagram and wrote a book on it with a man named Andreas Ebert that was published in English around 1990-1991. So for a long time, it was just kind of there in the New Age in the 80s and 90s and a little bit in the secular world in the 90s and among some Jesuits or Catholic circles, although the Catholic Church never endorsed it. And then it began to get into the Progressive Church around 2010-2011 when Richard Rohr, who was very popular with the Progressives, taught it to them or they read his book or something, and they started getting interested in it and teaching it, and it seeped into the Evangelical Church through some key figures like Andy Stanley, who has been endorsing the Enneagram at his Catalyst conferences for several years and endorsing some of the people who wrote books on the Enneagram a big time. I mean, he's a big, big time fan. And that's, I don't know if it's just due to him or it's other people, but other people gradually latched onto it in the church. And then a book was published in 2016 called The Road Back to You by Suzanne Stabile and Ian Cron, a very popular book in the church. Suzanne Stabile was discipled by Richard Rohr, and Ian Cron is a progressive, and he took to the Enneagram, and they wrote this book, and it was published by Zondervan. And in 2017, the next big book was published, The Sacred Enneagram by Chris Hurwitz, and that has sold over 100,000 copies as of last October.
So you've got you've got so-called evangelical publishers that are putting this out?
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Let me jump in. Yes, evangelical publishers, InterVarsity Press, Thomas Nelson, and Zondervan are all publishing. So far, there's about 15 books out.
Mm-hmm.
But just to go back for a second to maybe help the audience that are completely unfamiliar, it is a geometric design. As Marcia points out, it is neutral. Down through the century, others have picked it up and added meaning to it that it doesn't carry by itself. Most of them, in fact, all of them, are New Agers. The most recent is Richard Rohr, as she pointed out. And he sort of is now the father of the Enneagram, and pretty much all of the popular writers and authors and those who are representing themselves as master teachers, et cetera, coaches, were trained by him or someone who was trained by him. The churches are grabbing it under the delusion that it is just a personality profile. But the others are very clear. It is not. These are individual paths to something other than understanding your personality.
I understand there are those who are called Enneagram Masters. Who or what are they?
Yeah, that's really a New Age term. And, you know, I don't think there's an official definition. I think it's sort of a title bestowed on someone who is very popular and is considered somebody who's really knows the Enneagram well. And so it's, of course, a title of honor in the New Age. And then, so a couple of these evangelicals have called themselves that. Suzanne Stabile says her website says she's an Enneagram Master. Now, I don't know if someone officially gave her that title or if she just adopted it as her title. I don't think there's any way to find that out. So I actually did a Facebook post on it because, you know, I said, what does this mean, an Enneagram Master? And of course, to a Christian, this shouldn't mean anything. It should, you know, it means that you've mastered a false system. That's what it means.
Don, you indicate that Richard Rohr redefines historic foundational biblical terms. Could you give us some examples of that?
Sure. He talks about Christ and the importance of Christ in our lives, and that would sound to most who hear it like he's talking about the same individual that we think of when we look at the Bible. However, he redefines that when he tells us in his writings, Marcia has written on his book, The Universal Christ, where this really does come out, that when God spoke everything into existence, that was the incarnation of Christ. That is when the Christ began to exist. So all that exists, all of the creation, is the Christ. And so it was, what's the word he uses, Marcia? Christified?
I don't know if he's used that word. Matthew Fox has used the word Christ did. We can all become Christ. I need to double check on that, but I have not written that out in any of my many articles on Richard Rohr.
Sure.
I don't think he says we are Christ did, as far as I know. He says that because the first incarnation of Christ is creation. That was his first incarnation.
Right.
Then everybody is in Christ. So we're already in Christ. We've never been separated from God. And that's one of his messages.
Right.
I understand that. Go ahead, Don.
So the goal is to find out which path of the nine in the Enneagram is your path back to the realization that you are already in Christ. We're never separated from Christ, and what they call your false self is this concept that you are a sinner. And he then also includes contemplation, the contemplative prayer in here, because according to him, and we have him on video saying this, contemplation is a way to unlearn what we have learned.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Crosstalk with a warning today about the Enneagram secret. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, we see right-to-life efforts all over the news these days. What does the Bible say about this?
Chris, the Bible is clear. Humankind is created in the image of God with great value and worth in His sight and is to be respected and protected. At conception, the embryo takes on human status, although not yet completely grown. The Bible discusses how the growing embryo is an individual, has feelings, and on some occasions even expresses itself. When a pregnant woman was injured in Bible times, such that the baby lost its life, there were consequences to be faced. The Bible doesn't give us all the details, but there's enough there to be certain that the unborn child is a viable human person and must be protected. Chris, the Back to Genesis way of thinking helps us understand modern issues.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking about the Enneagram Secret today, Richard Rohr and the Enneagram Secrets, and perhaps this is a new term for you, so I've never heard this before. It is going on in certain evangelical churches, and it's been infiltrating, and it's going to continue to have an increasing influence. We have two guests with us today, Don Vino, co-founder and president of Midwest Christian Outreach, and Marcia Montenegro. She is a former New Age and occult practitioner, and now leads a ministry as well that warns on these various aspects and warning about this here today on Crosstalk, her ministry, Christian Answers for the New Age. And as we talk about the Enneagram, and we certainly, Richard Rohr himself is just a topic in itself, we understand that in the whole Enneagram teachings and philosophies, there is something about false self, true self. What is meant by that?
Marcia?
Yeah, okay. Yes, and this idea is very common in the New Age, by the way, the false self and true self. And in the New Age, it means that who you think you are is just this sort of coding that you've gotten from who you think you are, from your experiences and what people have taught you, etc. And there's really a true, innate, divine self. And the way it's being, of course, and that's the way the Enneagram is taught in the New Age. The way Christians have been taking it is not that different from what I understand. It's like this personality is sort of this external thing that you've taken on in response to things in your life and ideas you have about who you were supposed to be or expectations. And there's really this true self, the way Chris Hurwitz teaches it, the sacred Enneagram, is that this true self is this pure essence. This getting back to this kind of unsullied essence or unsullied nature that you have. So it's, you know, it's of course completely against scripture because we know in our essence we are sinful and separated from God until we trust in Christ and are redeemed. So the essence is actually a sinful, you know, corrupt essence, but Hurwitz and Rohr and others teach that you're getting back to a pure self. Others teach about this self, this true self is going to be, it's kind of like your potential, who God meant you to be. It's almost like a self-help idea. You're who God meant you to be, you know, learn the Enneagram and then you can find out who God meant you to be and you can really live your full life. You know, kind of, it's kind of like you're being restricted by these personality things, external things that you see yourself as. So you need to learn what those are and break out of them. That's my understanding mm-hmm. of how. Now, it's not being taught consistently the same by everybody. That's, right. You know, another issue.
You also write in your book that the Enneagram, and by the way, listeners, that's Enneagram is Enneagram. You write that the Enneagram is drawing young believers in self-centric spiritual practice like astrology, self-care, even the wellness industry. Tell us about that connection. How is it being used and targeted toward young believers?
Well, one of the things is, as they're trying to find meaning, for example, they go to these things that say, okay, here's why you do what you do, sort of like, you know, Cosmopolitan magazine, your 12 things to find the best guy or whatever. It draws you in through other avenues than saying mm-hmm. this is a biblical teaching. In this case, there's this idea that it is somehow a personality profile, so that if you do this, you'll figure out, okay, who I am, why I am this way, and how I treat others. The problems are twofold. Number one, the teachers themselves, the authors of these books, tell you it is not a personality profile. For example, Christopher Hurwitz, who we've alluded to already, writes in his book that one of my teachers, Ross Hudson, who was a New Ager, by the way, himself, says this isn't a type of person, but a path to God. I believe it's sacred because as a map of our soul, it's a compassionate sketch of possibilities. The Enneagram is less about the nine types of people and more about nine paths back to our true selves, the nine paths to divine love. So it isn't about who you are as a personality, but it is about the path you need to take to get back to the realization that you are already in Christ, your divine self. Richard Rohr answers the question directly in one of his books when he writes, the purpose of the Enneagram is not self-improvement, which would be our ego's goal. Rather, it is a transformation of consciousness so we can realize our essence, our true self.
Hmm.
They also go on to write in their original book, Rohr and Andreas Ebert, who we spoke of earlier in their 1992 book, that the Enneagram is a mysterious model of the psyche that is not originally Christian. They go on to say, I believe the Enneagram can help us find a deeper, more authentic relationship with God, even though it is not discovered by Christians. So all of the authors agree it didn't originate with Christians. It's not Christian in essence. It comes from some other source. Now, as it happens, we know that the source is occultic because the two who put the most meaning into how it's being used today, Claudio Naranjo and Oscar Echazo, got it from, they say, higher sources, not historical sources. One of them added to it through automatic writing. The other one, at least the claims of some of his followers are, he received it through angelic messages. So in both cases, it comes from the New Age into and then built into what is called the Enneagram, adopted by Richard Rohr, and then is now being taught in the evangelical church.
Marcia, I'm going to have you start on this, and Don, if you have something to add, as you look at it, and it's a very extensive topic here today, and there's more information in your book, which we'll share with listeners how they can obtain, but as you look at the Enneagram and how it's infiltrating into the church and so forth, what do you see as the most dangerous but subtle teachings that are coming from the Enneagram?
Yes, thanks for asking me that. I think the most dangerous one, it's hard to say which is the most dangerous, but one of the most dangerous is that people actually believe this is valid, and it has no psychological validity whatsoever. And so people are actually believing it, and then they categorize themselves, and then they begin to filter themselves through their number and the wings, because then you have these wings too, like you can be a four, but you have a three wing, or you're a four with a five wing. And all that was added on in the New Age, those wings. So they think that they start filtering experiences, you know, like, oh, that's why I reacted that way. You know, when my husband did this, I reacted this way, but that's because I'm a four and he's a seven or something like that. And you start seeing yourself. And I know this because this is how astrology works. You start seeing yourself either through your zodiac sign or if you know where some of your planets are, you can say things like, well, you know, I feel that way about it because I'm a Sagittarius, but my moon in Libra makes me react like this.
Oh my.
And it's, you know, it's a very similar thing where you start filtering and it works on you in such a way that it seems very true to you. So what is happening is you are actually coming to believe something that's completely false. There may be those reactions that you have may be true, but you're understanding them through a false tool.
Mm-hmm.
And then and of course the danger of that is then you're looking more to yourself. And the Bible tells us we're conformed to the image of Christ.
Yeah,
and so
yep.
We're supposed to look, our eyes are supposed to be on Christ, and we're supposed to be yielding to the Holy Spirit and to God's Word, so because He's shaping us how He wants us, which is conforming us to the image of Christ. And looking to Christ is what will maximize that, you know, whereas mm-hmm. the Enneagram, being that it's from so many false sources, is going to pull you away. And so I've actually seen in some cases some Christians having a false idea of who God is and a false idea of who they are based on the Enneagram, because there have been claims about the Enneagram being like the face of God. This is something Richard Rohr and Suzanne Stabile and Ian Cron have said. And I've seen articles like The Personality of God, Jesus Embodies All the Nine Types. So people are even putting Jesus and God into the Enneagram.
Wow.
And that, to me, is almost, in my opinion, is like blasphemous.
Yeah. Don, anything to add as far as dangerous teachings?
No, I think if you can get to that, that would be core. Once you grasp that, then everything else starts making sense and you can start distancing yourself from it. But in some ways, it's like dealing with the COVID-19. It is a virus, and if you're not aware of it, it can kill you.
Matter of fact, in your book, you call it a golden calf that's been brought into the sanctuaries of the church, and want to know how that's happened there. But the way you've described this, I can hear people saying, well, I'm a three, and that's the way God made me, so, you know, that's just the way I am, or I'm a seven. And you know, as such, we look at this as being an excuse rather than to walk in submissive obedience to Christ, confessing our sin, and walking in newness of life. But you mentioned that this is a golden calf that's come into the sanctuary of the church. How is it doing that? What is the methodology? How is it getting there?
Well, the methodology is that pastors and other church leaders have been persuaded that this will help to grow the church. So they're not trying to replace God. They're bringing something in that they say can help us enhance our relationship with God.
Is this through
the golden calf?
Is this through conferences they go to?
Not just conferences, but they bring it to the churches. We have churches that formerly even were pretty solid churches where the pastors went to a conference. They came back excited about this new spiritual tool, began introducing it to their staff, and then the staff all knew what their number was, and you can go to their websites and they'll say, Pastor such and such, number one, three, whatever it is. And then they started teaching it in several cases in a 9-week series, so they could hit each of the 9 points.
Wow.
Until the entire congregation is now indoctrinated into this. So the golden calf analogy fits because the golden calf wasn't a replacement for God, but was in addition to God, another way that I can approach God. And we see that all through the history of the nation of Israel. They didn't really ever abandon God, per se. They just added other things into the mix, which were false, and God had forbidden them to do that.
There's a term used in the book, moralistic therapeutic deism. What exactly is that?
It's a term that was coined by two researchers, and it basically describes someone's view of God that gives them a set of morals, but doesn't really challenge them to higher belief in Him. It's just how we should live in a moral life. And so God exists, maybe, but the big thing is that you have morals. You have a certain kind of morality that you follow.
We're going to take a quick break here in Crosstalk. I've got a couple more questions I'm going to be asking of our guest, and also they'll be sharing information on how you can obtain a copy of the book here that we're discussing today, Richard Rohr and the Enneagram Secret. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
The New England Primer was introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris. It was the first textbook printed in America. For a century after its introduction, it was the beginning textbook for students, and until well into the 20th century, it continued to be a principal text in all types of American schools. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible. The core of the primer is its rhyming alphabet, such as for letter A, in Adam's Fall, we send all. The letter G, as runs the glass, man's life doth pass. It also included lessons for youth, Bible questions, and a shorter catechism. A pocket-size hardcover edition of this 1777 historical reprint is available for a donation of $9 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the New England Primer.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, a program of warning today dealing with the Enneagram. And Richard Rohr is the one who has been introducing this, Richard Rohr and the Enneagram Secret. Our guests today, Don Vino and Marcia Montenegro, who are exposing this and making you aware with a warning today here on Crosstalk. Like to ask you this. As we take a look at the Enneagram and the impact that it's having, some would ask this, can't God use the good in this? Can we Christianize this somehow? How do you respond?
Oh, gosh, that is such, almost everybody uses that question. Marcia and I have both weighed in on that. And I usually have to start to ask a question. The assumption is God can redeem anything. That's the claim. He can use anything. Now, God may use things that he has forbidden, but that is his domain. He has used a false prophet, for example, to bless Israel, and we have that recorded in Scripture. However, we cannot use things that he has already condemned. And he doesn't redeem things. He does redeem the cosmos, obviously, and people. But my question then would be this. Can God redeem prostitution, for example? And someone said, well, of course. And I said, okay, so what does that look like? Is he using prostitutes to evangelize? Or he said, no, he can redeem the prostitutes. I said, okay, so he can redeem the person, but not the act. That is the same case here. You cannot redeem astrology. It is occultic. You cannot redeem quite a number of things and try to Christianize them. This is the same way. This comes from the occult, it comes from New Age, it comes from sources other than biblical sources, none of them attest to Christianity. Why would we even want to try to find some occultic method to find God? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm. So you would not agree that this then is spiritually neutral?
No.
No. Absolutely. Oh, no. I even did a Facebook post on that last year. The Enneagram is not spiritually neutral. I mean, I've been posting on this since 2014. I probably have like 200 Facebook posts. I have been trying to get the word out there so constantly over and over and over. It's been quite a battle because it's still spread. And, you know, it was really hard to watch people falling for it and then hearing pastors endorsing it. It was just really...
Is this going into individual churches, or is it going into whole denominations?
I would say, mostly individual churches, but some, you know, whether they're non-denominational or part of a denomination, they just seem more open to it. And what's interesting is that Ian Cron, who's a co-author of the book, The Road Back to You, said in an interview with Beatrice Chestnut, who is a New Ager, by the way, and he did a Enneagram seminar with her. She interviewed him, and she said, why write on the Enneagram? And he said one of his answers was, the church is more porous now and more open to wisdom from other religious traditions. That was the way he put it.
Other religious traditions, that's key. And in answer to your question, churches, as Marcia points out, it's also on Bible colleges and seminaries.
Yes.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Wow.
Right.
Very interesting. By the way, listeners, our telephone number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. If you have a question on this topic here today or a brief comment, 800-733-9829. You're releasing a book now, and as we mentioned, it's called Richard Rohr in the Enneagram Secret. How is it our listeners can obtain it? How can they get more information?
Well, there's several ways, but we're going to make it easy because it'll take them to the sources. And that would be if they go to Enneagram Secret. That's Enneagram, enneagramsecret.com. It'll take it to our store, to Amazon, to all the different sources they can get it from.
Okay, enneagramsecret.com, and yep. Don, I believe also you've got a link from your website, too, midwestoutreach.org?
Well, that's on that page. Enneagram Secret Diary. That is our page, so they'll take them right there. I do. Actually, yeah, you're right. On the very first page,
right.
There's a link right to the book from there.
And that might be easier for people to spell, MidwestOutreach.org or EnneagramSecret.com. And just for a point of information here as well, Marcia, you've got a website as well that has information you write on so many of these issues, New Age, spirituality, astrology, etc. Give us your website as well, if you would.
Oh, sure. It is Christian Answers for the New Age. org. If people click on the tab for articles, there's a list of all my articles there, and I have 5 articles on the Enneagram starting in 2011, and the last 2 were put on last year, I think. So there's 5 articles on that, and then, of course, articles on a lot of New Age topics.
Okay. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's begin in Lancaster, Ohio. And, Jeff, you're on the air.
Jim, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for having this program.
Mm-hmm.
Just this week, literally days ago, I saw on Facebook that a couple of people from my church were into this. And I'm in a conservative Baptist church, and it looked like New Age teaching, something from the occult, and I wanted to, you know, investigate it and find out more about it.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to your show today, so I'm going to share this program with them and warn them about how dangerous this really is.
Yeah.
So God's timing is perfect.
Oh,
so
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And for those listening, please know that we do, within a couple hours, this program will be posted on our site at crosstalkamerica.com. Take links, send it to other individuals, and Jeff, again, we praise God for his timing in your particular situation.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. Terry is next in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air, Terry.
Thank you, Jim. My question is this. By having a book on the Enneagram or maybe even having the symbol in your home, does this open you up to or give permission to demonic forces to come and oppress you?
Okay, thank you for the question. If you'd like to respond to that, Marcia?
Yes, I would like to respond to that. I get asked questions like that a lot. No, just having the book itself or a nine-sided symbol doesn't open you up to anything. Where the danger is believing something false. So it's false ideas that the enemy uses to draw you away from Christ or confuse you. And so it's believing what is in the Enneagram book that is the danger. The book itself isn't, you know, I have an Enneagram book here. I have The Road Back to You. Don has at least a couple, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no issue with that, but I'm not reading it because I believe it, you know.
But
so as long as you don't, you need to remember that it's, you know, faith in Christ and believing God's word is what God tells us to do. And so the enemy will try to pull you away from that through false ideas.
Mm-hmm. With a word of caution, because as we mentioned, new believers are being entrapped by this, and so
mm-hmm.
we want to give that caution there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We've got Melinda calling next in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Melinda.
Oh, good afternoon. I was reading this on the internet about this Richard Rohr, and he was ordained as a priesthood in the Roman Catholic Church in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
That alone should be enough for believers not to even be involved in anything that he has written or that he endorses. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Melinda, for that. Let's go to Kay calling from the state of Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say I'm quite surprised that Christians would even consider looking at the book and would even go further into reading it and not see how they're being taken in by it, because
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to put our faith in Christ alone
and
His Word alone.
Yep.
And so that was just a comment that I have, but I also have a question for your guest. Did you say that Andy Stanley is involved in this?
He's promoting it as well.
And if so, you know what his father thinks about this, whether or not he has publicly endorsed it, and I'm assuming he hasn't, just from what I know of him, unless there is mm-hmm. there something new about him that I'm unaware of? And also, it just reminds me of what we know about Job, you know, if his father hasn't.
Thank you for the question. I don't believe, I mean, Andy Stanley is his own entity in this. He is, has his own church, his own teachings. There have been many controversial things that have come forth from his ministry in that regard, but that does not translate over automatically to Charles Stanley.
Correct.
Right.
My knowledge, Charles Stanley has not endorsed this at all, but Andy is a big endorser of it.
Let's go next to Cheryl in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate your program today. I listen a lot, and I appreciate the subject. I unfortunately was in a cult before I became a Christian. That was 45 years ago. So I have a lot of experience in this also. And I want to go to their different websites to read about it. But I have a question. Some of the churches are, I won't say maybe like non-denominational. Does this have anything to do with the nine spirits of different gifts that you can have? It's kind of like, does it have anything to do with that?
Okay, anything to do, thank you for the question, anything to do with the nine spirits of different gifts? That's kind of an interesting question there. Your response?
No, it doesn't. It's we don't know exactly why Gurdjieff chose nine. Some of his followers claimed he had studied with the Sufis, and nine is supposedly a special number with the Sufis, but that was all debunked. There was never any evidence that he learned this from the Sufis or that it's ever been, it didn't exist before Gurdjieff. And you will find the number nine in different religious systems or occult ideas that possibly, you know, would supposedly stand for something. But that doesn't mean this is related to that. It's just a random thing because, after all, we only have so many numbers. And
right.
So, you know, so we can't say because, oh, this in this religion or whatever, the number nine means this, that that's attached to the Enneagram in any way.
And we're just seconds from the break, so we'll pick up our next calls after the break. Our number 800-733-9829. I understand there's even an Enneagram Institute?
Yes, that was founded by New Agers, Don Riso and Russ Hudson, and it is a New Age entity, and it has some factual information on it, but it also has a lot of false ideas and misinformation on it. And yet I have seen a lot of Christians say, oh, if you want to know about the Enneagram, go to the Enneagram Institute.
Wow.
So that's been very concerning.
Well, it is concerning. And again, folks, when you have the connections to the occult, to New Age spirituality and encroaching into the doors of the church, there's a problem here. Today's program, a warning. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. For nearly 2 years, we've been warning about the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. This was a commission put into place by Barack Obama and the late John McCain as Barack Obama was going out the door of the Oval Office. And this commission has spent over 2 years studying, well, drafting America's daughters. Yes, you heard me right. Requiring that women sign up for the Selective Service and could be drafted if there's a national draft if they're between the age of 18 and 26. But it's more than that. Hiding under the idea of national service and military and patriotism and civic duty is nothing more than a massive federally funded attempt of brainwashing. Mandatory service, social justice warriors, community organizers, all being trained, and they're calling for national testing, which will lead to national curriculum, and you'll have to do this to graduate. Oh, guess what? It includes homeschoolers. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House.
Scripture says to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Could it be that there is subtle ways of getting into the church? It's happening. It's happening, and it's coming through some of these church conferences or pastors' conferences, and pastors are coming back and say, hey, we need to incorporate this and starting 9-week studies on the Enneagram and everybody finding out their number and contributing, and on it goes. Starts out so subtle, and that's often how these things work. We're going right back to the phone lines, calling from Pennsylvania. We have Gilbert calling. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I got one comment. My dad told me that if there was something that wasn't true in the King James Version of the Bible, don't read it. Throw it in the trash can. So what's these people were writing this book for, putting out this trash so other people can read it? You know, you get that in your head and you can't get it out.
Oh, what they're doing, Gilbert, is they're warning about it. They're warning because it has encroached into the church. And so they're warning the flock in regard to this very aspect. And that's why they put forth this book, because it has made its encroachment. There are many who have fallen to it, and as a result, hence the warning. Let's go to Nancy in Whitewater. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to let you know that back in 1990, I attended a weekend conference or seminar, and it was given by a counselor that I was seeing, and it was also endorsed by my pastor at the time. When I knew you were going to be presenting this on the radio today, I pulled out all my notes. I have a pad full of notes, and I also have a book by Don Riso, The Personality Types. And at the time, I thought it was valuable, at the time also, it was in no way presented as something that was occultish. So learning this today, I thought I would just go ahead and toss out all of my notes and actually throw out the book.
Hmm. Oh, good.
Great. Thank you for that response here today, and appreciate it very much. You have much warnings here coming in regard to the teachings that are coming through the Enneagram. Shawano, Wisconsin. Bill, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Jim. I got my granddaughter said that they're doing yoga exercises in a Lutheran school. Can you imagine that?
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you for raising that, and I know, Marcia, from your background as well, you would have a strong concern regarding that.
Yes, and unfortunately, some Christian schools are teaching yoga. I do have 5 articles, I think, or maybe 6 articles on yoga on my website, ChristianAnswersForTheNewAge.org.
Okay, thank you for that call. To the state of Texas, we have Eddie calling. You're on the air, Eddie.
Yes, thank you, brother. But there's some years back where there was a little Enneagram that, you know, the product of Procter & Gamble had some indication there that it had the 360s. Were you ever, did you ever see information over that people stopped buying the product from Procter & Gamble?
That was that Moon and Stars logo on there. I understand Procter & Gamble at that time were sending out packets saying this was nothing to do with the occult. Either of you two comment on that?
They were correct. Totally that was there was a particular design that had nothing whatever to do with the occult. It was just part of their logo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we're going to pick up one last call. Ricky in Alabama, you're on the air, Ricky.
Yeah, this didn't start here originally. This started way back in the 1800s. The false gospel is the biggest danger in the world to people. You know, and the preachers that started out in the 1900s are totally mostly demonic and are just got a false salvation. That's why they're allowing this in the church to begin with. And it ain't been going, just started. It's been going on with the Freemasons and all the secret dark cults. It's just being more exposed now because of the internet.
Okay, thank you. It's been around, and they're exposing it here today. And what we find is even Paul warned the Galatians of another gospel, of another, you know, Jesus, so to speak. This really is another, but it's not another. As you hold it up to the true Jesus, to the true gospel, your comment on that, Don?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the true Jesus, the true gospel. It is a distraction. It is a way to take you away from the path to God onto a path to yourself, which is why one of the titles of the book is The Road Back to You. So it's a distraction from the gospel and following Christ closely, as Marcia has laid out several times.
We have just 2 minutes left in the program. I'd like to just give each of you the time to have a closing thought. Let's begin with you, Marcia.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yes, I know people who have left their church because of this, and it really is a topic that is not something you can tolerate or just disagree on, because it is from all these false teachings, and it promotes false teachings and takes away from the gospel. So I hope people, if they come across it, will do some Googling. If they're listening, of course, now they know there are resources and they know our book. But if you hear of people falling for this, please let them know about the resources, because this is more dangerous than it first appears.
Thank you, Marcia. Don, your closing thought.
Well, she's absolutely right. It's back to discernment. Hebrews says, having your faculties, your spiritual gifts sharpened through usage, discernment through usage. If you don't use it, you lose it. So these are resources to help you sharpen your discernment questions, and we everything is founded squarely on Scripture. We start pretty much every chapter with the biblical aspects of what we're talking about, and then compare it with what is going on in the Enneagram. And if you are not, if you haven't heard of it yourself, you know someone who has. It is just growing so quickly, it's unbelievable.
Don, Marcia, thank you so much for being with us today and giving a warning here to our listeners.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. And again, Don Vino and Marcia Montenegro, who are co-authors of the book Richard Rohr and the Enneagram Secret. And it is that which is available. You can go to their website, and that is MidwestOutreach.org, MidwestOutreach.org. You can go to EnneagramSecret.com. And also for these and other issues as well, ChristianAnswersForTheNewAge.org. Scripture says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.